I'm getting too darn old. It's time that I slowed down. I'd heard that line so many times that I knew better now. We leaned against the bucket of a Ford 555. My dad and his college boy laying down waterline. He stared down at the ditch, and I stared down at his hands that trembled from the years of use. The pulling and pounding had left the brand. I guess he was lost in his thoughts. I was busy lost in mine, thinking about who I am and how lives intertwine. See, his father was a quarryman of the marble that you see up on this nation's monuments up in Washington, D.C. He depended on his oldest son to mine the fields of home. Plow handles even with his ears as he tilled corn all day long. So you see, hard work ain't nothing new to me. In fact, I have quite a pedigree. It's such a part of who I am. Son of a working man. That little boy grew into the man I saw in front of me. A man that I can only hope that one day I might be. First he took a job working steel for the Tucker Company. Then his country called into Vietnam, a land so far away. But God heard Grandma's prayers and brought him back okay. He met my mom and built a home and raised family. And for over 40 years now, I have watched my dad give all he's got so his kids would know the things he never had. So you see, hard work ain't nothing new to me. In fact, I have quite a pedigree. And it's such a part of who I am. Son of a working man. I want to thank him for the knowledge that he handed down to me. I want to thank him for the sacrifice. Looking back now, I can see. But of all the gifts he's given me, I'd like to thank him most for telling me of Jesus, a more precious gift than gold. His voice then awakened me, and it brought me back to earth. You're gonna stand there all day long, boy, or you're gonna get back to work. I climbed down in the ditch with the shovel in my hand. I'm a son of a working man.